Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. I'd call it the hump day, but obviously tomorrow is a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody's already getting cranked up for their turkeys, and we were already over at the supermarket earlier today, loading up on all kinds of stuff. I wanted to do this old-fashioned thing. I'm a traditional Thanksgiving person, and I wanted to go actually shoot our own turkey for Thanksgiving dinner, and now my wife's really pissed off at me because it hadn't even thawed out yet, and the shrapnel just really wrecked the inside of the freezer. So I don't know, we're not off to a good start here. Obviously, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about. Manny is in the control room twiddling the dials and answering the phones. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, it's kind of interesting because earlier today, we started seeing all these news reports all over the media about how wonderfully easy getting through the airports were. We were getting this from Fort Lauderdale and all these other places like Charlotte Douglas, and they were showing, you know, these beautiful TV camera views of the very short lines at the TSA security booths, and even saying that the TSA people actually didn't have enough to do, that some of them were just sitting there idle. And they were promoting this. They were spinning it to say, see, nobody's doing the opt-out, nobody's doing the protests. And they're missing the point. Even under the best of circumstances, where you don't have TSA people groping people or kidnapping their fellow workers, Thanksgiving Day is traditionally a day when the airports are jammed. And so they're showing these pictures of these empty airport lines, and they're saying, nobody opted out. Yeah, they did. They opted out of airline travel. They decided to go some other way. And like I said, my two younger brothers did this. They're on their way to visit my father right now, and they're someplace on the interstate system. And that's what we're getting basically from all across America. The airports are working very smoothly because they're no busier now than they would be on a normal travel day. So yeah, the opt-out happened. We didn't have people show up at the security gate and say, I refuse to be scanned. We had people opt out not to show up at the security gate at all. And I think the TSA may have hoisted with their own petard. Because remember the last couple of days they were running all these scare stories about how if you didn't show up and do exactly what you were told to do, they were going to arrest you and they were going to handcuff you. And they had the video of Meg McLean who was handcuffed to a chair and they're screaming at her and she's crying and all these other horror stories. And the message they were trying to get out is if you don't do what we tell you to do, we will make your lives miserable. And the traveler said, well, I'm just not going to show up at all. And it's rather interesting. One of my readers actually wrote into one of these newspaper articles saying the opt-out isn't happening and said, open your eyes. What's going on here is the airlines are losing business. The reason the lines are so short is nobody's showing up. They're going alternate. And they got a very snarky, nasty reply from the media saying, that's not what it means. That's not what it means at all. The airlines are doing wonderful. Americans are doing as they're being told, and just constantly trying to sell this stuff. And we're getting this open hostility now from the corporate media when we talk to them or try and communicate their error with them. And I got another story exactly like that related to Korea we're going to be getting onto here. But that's what's going on. When the media is trying to tell you, oh, look how smooth everything is at the airports because everybody's cooperating with TSA. No, they're not. The reason everything is smooth at the airport, nobody showed up, or very few people showed up. Some did, and there have been some opt-outs. Okay, but the reason it's not jamming up the system is because large numbers of people have stayed away from flying. They have opted to do cross-country driving. And by the way, I like cross-country driving. I'm old enough to have driven the original Route 66. I love that Pixar movie, Cars. You have to sort of be of my age to fully appreciate all the subtle nuances that are in that movie. It's a wonderful movie. Lasseter's great. But that's what's going on. The opt-out is happening. People are opting out of using the entire airline. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I'm in June. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm reading in the chat room here, and people are talking about their favorite Thanksgiving recipes, and they're talking about turkey and all the rest of that stuff, which reminds me, a little helpful hint here, especially if your oven does not have a working thermostat or heat control or anything like that. My advice is to, when you're making up the stuffing for the turkey, is add a quarter cup of popcorn and put it in the turkey, put the turkey in the oven. When it blows its rear end off, it's done, ready to serve here. Now, getting back to the story here about the TSA and the security gates, and the media is trying to make it look like this is all a very positive thing, that airline travel is very smooth. And if you're having to travel by air, obviously you want it to be smooth. But the significance here, you know, the whole propaganda campaign was to get people to do as they are told by the TSA when they show up at the airport, and apparently it never really dawned on anybody that the end result of all the scare tactic and, oh, the sheriffs are going to arrest you and we're going to handcuff you and the rest of that, is people just said, you know something, I'm not even going to go to the airport. I'm going to get in my car and drive cross country. I'm going to get on a train. I'm going to get on a bus. And now, obviously, we're hearing today where they're saying, well, we've got to put these naked scanners in the train stations and the bus stations. Well, you know, good way to revive the American auto industry. You know, because people are just going to start driving and they're not going to use the mass transportation. For the socialists and globalists who had this agenda of getting us out of our cars and onto mass public transportation, this is a major setback. Nobody's going to want to use mass public transportation if it means getting cancer for the privilege or picking up a sexually transmitted disease from one of these perverts over here. TSA is already out there saying that anybody who refuses to do what they're told, get naked, get felt up by TSA, are they're domestic extremists. They're one step down from a terrorist. We have to waterboard them until they agree to let us fondle their private parts and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, just to give you an idea, one of the reasons why Americans do not want to go through TSA, a Georgia TSA behavior detection officer, this is the guy who scowls at you at the gate, and depending upon how you scowl back will decide whether or not you're a potential terrorist. So for those of you with facial tics, you're screwed. But anyway, this guy apparently kidnapped a female fellow worker from the TSA, which means she's not really very good at protecting herself, let alone you, took her home, sexually assaulted her. I guess he was just so hot from fondling all the people all day long, and he took her home. Then, you know, gave her a suicide note and tried to kill himself. This is what we have, that we're being told we've got to let these people grab our private parts. TSA worker, there have been a lot of bogus stories floating around about TSA workers caught in indelicate situations. Some appear to be true. A lot of them appear to be phony, and I think they were put out there so the TSA could say, see, it's all urban legend. We don't really do this kind of stuff. Well, this guy really did it. TSA kidnapped a fellow worker, took her home, sexually assaulted her, then tried to commit suicide. This is what they're hiring over there. Remember the caller we had last week saying that out of financial desperation applied to TSA was turned down because he scored too high on the intelligence test, on the IQ test. So apparently TSA has now replaced the church as the haven for sexual perverts. Interesting little story. On a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Denver, a passenger was pulled off because apparently the flight attendants noticed he was going to the lavatory too often. Okay? Which is kind of weird because it means the flight attendants are keeping track of how many times you go to the bathrooms. Like when you were in kindergarten, they write down how often you go to the bathroom. Apparently the flight attendants are doing that. And so they declared a terror alert, either yellow or brown, we're really not sure, and they took the guy off the airplane for going to the bathroom too much. Ladies and gentlemen, have you eaten the food they're serving on the airlines these days? Of course he's spending the flight in the lavatory. And it's a perfectly innocent, benign explanation. He's hurling. And they take him off the plane for this. And again, all kidding aside, he wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean, they took him away for questioning and waterboarding and whatever else they knew in the back room, and then they let him go saying, yeah, he just had to go to the bathroom. You know, he got sick. It's amazing. They serve terrible, terrible food on those airlines. They charge you extra for it. Terrible food and such small portions. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to get off of this because we've got to get onto this whole Korea thing. They're pounding it as hard as they can. They want to start a war with North Korea on the theory that it will mean war with China and they can get out of their debt problems that way. And that's certainly worth a few million young Americans dying in horrible agony in order to balance the bank books again. But the whole idea of our approach to the so-called war on terror is fundamentally flawed. It's a huge moneymaker for Michael Chertoff and his cronies, and apparently a whole bunch of Congress critters have now been financially linked with Chertoff Group. We're still trying to find out if Obama is tied in financially, because he's still out there saying, yes, whatever TSA wants, TSA gets. And of course, it doesn't apply to him. He doesn't have to go through TSA. Congress don't have to go through the TSA security checks. Federal Reserve don't have to go through TSA checks. Now we're getting word that basically the entire federal government are given these special cards where they can walk around the security gates. Because it's just a joke. It's just there to keep you scared and to justify looting you for money to give to the security industrial complex. But the whole approach to terror is flawed because everything we're going through, the swabs on the suitcase, the groping of our private parts, the x-rays and the scans, are to deal with what the so-called terrorists have already done. The whole basis of this approach to security at the airport rests on the assumption that the terrorists can't think of anything new, and yet obviously they do. I'm not going to go into details here on the air, but I'm sure you can probably think of several ways to get around the present security. things that will not show up on the naked body scanners or a groping of your private parts. Apparently, Adam Savage on Mythbusters, and I've sort of been staying away from them because of their expressed attitude about 9/11 on their website, but I got to give them a tip of the hat on this one. Adam Savage demonstrated a naked scanner, apparently for an episode of Mythbusters, and surprised everybody when he got a knife through it. Because apparently everybody was staring at his junk, and that's not where he hid the knife. So anybody with a little creativity, you know, what you can, I'll share one with you right now. You do know that they make knives out of plastic, right? You know, they call them letter openers, but they are hard enough and sharp enough to cut through thin sheets of wood and, of course, flight crews. You know, if you have a small enough one of these, there are places on your body where you can hide it where the naked scanners are not going to catch it. PETN, which is a nitrate-based explosive, will show up on the chemical swabs, but they're not bothering with that anymore because they, ooh, we're going to fuel you up. And the naked scanners won't show the PETN. Remember, the crotch bomber went through an airport with the naked body scanners. Now, we know witnesses said he was walked around security. But if you want to go with the official story that he got on the airplane in Amsterdam, then he walked his crotch bomb through the naked body scanners. Everything they're spending, the millions and millions, billions of dollars they're spending, are all for things that have already been done and cannot protect you against a, you know, we'll call them a terrorist, but a hoaxer. The next bomber will come up with something that the present scanners don't cover for the express purpose of convincing the airports to buy something new to add to the chain. That security line is turning into a gigantic radioactive toxic charm bracelet where you've got a machine to do this and a machine to do that and a machine to smell this and a machine to taste that and a machine to see you naked and a machine to see you from the top and a machine to see you from the bottom. And every year they'll come up with another phony bomber. And they say, oh, my goodness, they use something our present security doesn't use. We've got a machine just to deal. How fortunate for you. We have just invented a machine that will deal with that threat. And the money keeps pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring on. By the way, a little reminder for everybody going to the airport. When Janet Napolitano was first demonstrating the naked body scanners, she herself refused to walk through the machine. She left and said, here, try it on these volunteers. They'll go stand and let you see them naked and get cancer and whatever. And like I said, remember, this is the same government that was insisting that those shoe store fluoroscopes were safe to use in the 1950s. And then in the 1960s, all of the operators started dying of cancer. So I wouldn't take this government's word that these scanners are safe because this government has such a track record for lying to us all. Just not going to do that at all. All right. Now, behind all of this stuff, I want to get into the economy right now and how it's linking into this push for a war in North Korea. To me, the biggest single story of the day, and it's not getting a lot of play out there in corporate media land, China and Russia have reached an agreement where they are abandoning the use of the dollar for bilateral trade. And in hindsight, it sounds kind of weird. You've got Russia and China doing trading with each other. And because of Bretton Woods, China would convert their currency into dollars, go to Russia, buy whatever Russia was selling in dollars. Russia would take the dollars and convert it to rubles. And when Russia wanted to import something for China, they would convert rubles to dollars, take the dollars into China, give the dollars to China. China would convert them into yuan and so forth and so on. So Russia and China basically did what, you know, makes a lot of common sense. Forget the dollar. We don't need it. We're going to go directly from rubles to yuan. Or renminbi or whatever it is they're calling and back and forth. And that makes a lot of sense, but it decreases foreign demand for dollars. Remember, because of Bretton Woods at the end of World War II, the dollar was the international currency by imperial edict. And more countries are moving away from it. And if there is not a demand for dollars for use of trade, especially in oil, then foreign demand for dollars will evaporate and the support for the dollar as an international currency is going to simply disappear. And that's going to drag our economy down. Now, today, the stock market is up. They're claiming it's because everybody's feeling optimistic and holiday and so forth and so on, even though new housing starts are down. A couple more banks, but the big one, I think it's just Goldman Sachs doing their thing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
help getting your child.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm getting a bunch of emails from people saying that their experience at the airports dropping people off or having already completed their holiday travel is that the airports are very empty compared to prior years. The media is obviously trying to put a positive spin that somehow TSA is doing their job better because the lines are not there. But I think the writing is on the wall. When this holiday weekend is over, the airlines are going to be screaming for a bailout because, after all, it's the government that wrecked the civil aviation industry. If there were real terrorists, and I don't think they're out there, I think they're all fakes like Adam Perlman, they wouldn't have to do a thing at all because TSA has wrecked the American airline industry far more thoroughly than 100 Osama bin Ladens could have ever hope to do. We're going to go to the phones. Kenya in Oklahoma. Aloha, Kenya. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
All right. Seems to me that the media is really trying their hardest to say that there's no protest today about those body scanners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, I don't believe that. It's just, I think people are just not really showing up no more.
I think that's exactly what happened. I've gotten reports of some opt-out protests, but they're not being covered. They're not being reported. Apparently, TSA did put on some additional people in anticipation that they were going to have to do a lot of these groping, fondling situations. And that's why we're getting these reports from police, places like Fort Lauderdale, where they've got TSA people sitting around with nothing to do. But I think the propaganda campaign of threatening arrest and all the rest of it just convinced a lot of people not even to take the chance. You know, we do not trust those scanners. We know that X-rays are harmful. Nobody knows about the terahertz radio waves. And nobody trusts this government to tell us the truth about what's safe. I mean, now we're getting laboratory reports from independent labs on the Gulf Coast seafood, and it is contaminated with oil and corrects it. And the government's been telling us since July it's safe to eat. So are you going to trust them about these terahertz machines? And I came up with this T-shirt design that I was going to wear when we travel next month, but my wife has vetoed that idea. And on the T-shirt is a picture of one of the old shoe store fluoroscopes. And the shirt above says, "Dear TSA, the government said these machines were safe to use in the 1950s. And then underneath below the photo, it says, "Until the operators all started dying of cancer in the 1960s. And I think it absolutely makes the point. We can't trust this government to tell us whether these machines are going to be safe or not. I mean, this is the government that fed radioactive oatmeal to orphans in Boston back, you know, in the 1950s just to see what would happen. I mean, it's just completely that out of control. And there are some protests. We're starting to see it come up in the blogosphere. The media is trying to spin this, that everything is wonderful, nothing to see, citizen. Go out and spend. Remember the movie THX-1138 was George Lucas's first movie? And he released a redo of it with some CGI in it a couple of years ago. But it was this wonderful thing where church was just this booth with a picture of the religious figure. And you go in there and you basically confess your sins. And you were talking to a machine. Wasn't even a priest. And this playback recorded voice would say, "You are forgiven. You are wonderful. Go out and spend. Consume. God loves you if you're out there spending your money." And that's what we're seeing from the corporate media. You know, there is no protest. Everything is fine. The machines will not hurt you. Please go out and spend your money, because if you don't max out your credit cards this holiday season, the terrorists will have won.
Another thing, they think that if we go out shopping, that's going to help fix the economy, but that's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We can't spend ourselves out of this economic disaster. What we need to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and simply write off that debt, which we can do here in the United States without risking a world war. Unfortunately, the powers that be are thinking that probably the better way to go is to kick off a war with China, so we can say to China, you know, neener, neener on the debt that we owe you, write that off. You know, we'll trade a few million of our young people in a war for China in order to get China to say, okay, you're not going to pay us back the money. And by the way, I love that little Saturday Night Live skit they did 2 weeks ago with the premiere of China and Obama. That if you have not seen that, go hunt it down on YouTube. It's hilarious. It is so funny. And it absolutely hits the point. China is starting to think the U.S. is not going to pay back all the money that the U.S. owes. And again, history is on the side of China on this. Every time the United States government gets into a financial mess of its own making, it immediately declares war on everybody they owe money to. And that seems to be where we're going. Anything else, Kenya?
Oh, yes. I was just wondering, if we do go to war with North Korea and China, who will be the winner?
The funeral homes. I'm sorry. That's the only people. And the banks. The banks love it, because the banks, they don't even care which side wins, because both sides will go into debt. Nobody wins these wars, except the bankers and the rich people and the weapons makers. The Chinese people will lose, the American people will lose, the Koreans will lose. And that's, there are no winners in these wars. They're simply the profiteers.
That's okay? Really sad.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it's really sad, because a lot of people, you know, especially those Christians, believe that if we go to war with China, we'll bring out the second coming of Jesus Christ and all that crazy stuff.
You know, it's funny. Over at my website, I've got this article called "Oh Rapture," and it is simply a catalog of all the hundreds and hundreds of times the Bible bangers have stood up and said, "God is coming, and he's going to take us to heaven, and he's going to make everything wonderful." And it just never happens. Kenya, got to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we got another caller on the line, Greg in California. Aloha, Greg. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Kauai.
Yeah, I'm on Oahu. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right, Michael. Hillary and I are, we're on Waikiki Beach tonight. You know? I mean, you ought to see Hillary.
Well, listen, you should relax because our beaches are supposed to be black. It's not like on the Gulf Coast here. Our beaches are supposed to be black. Okay.
I dated a couple of beaches, you know, when I was president, you know. And
well, I just want to tell you that you just really messed up the office after I left. So anyway,
so what's on? Oh, Greg, of course, Greg. That's right. I still got to talk to you about getting together with you on Friday and meeting my youngest fan and maybe the possibility of meeting somewhere around the Arizona.
Well, I'll try to arrange that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what's on your mind here?
Well, I just wondered, what was your source, Michael, on the kids with the oatmeal? Was that a newspaper article or a contact?
No, well, actually, I have a long file on the history of biological warfare experiments conducted on the American people by the U.S. government. And the specific entry is from 1946 to 1953, the United States Atomic Energy Commission sponsored studies in which researchers from Harvard Medical School, Massachusetts General Hospital, and the Boston University School of Medicine fed mentally disabled students at Fernal State School, Quaker Oats breakfast cereal spiked with radioactive tracers every morning so that nutritionists could study how the chemicals move through the human body and if they block the absorption of certain vitamins and minerals. Later on, MIT researchers conducted the same study at Wrentham State School. Now, unfortunately, this being 1946 through 1953, the harmful effects of the radioactive tracers being used in the bodies were not fully understood. And, you know, just like the shoe store fluoroscopes, they were playing with the stuff before they understood what was really going on. They suspected that Marie Curie had died from these concentrated radioactive substances she was carrying around in her pocket. But they really didn't know, and it was a case of, well, we don't have any hard evidence that it's harmful, therefore we're going to continue doing that.
Exactly, yeah. So it was Harvard and Boston Medical School.
Yeah, and then later MIT.
MIT, yeah. Because I got to tell this veteran friend of mine, he just loves the government, tells me the federal government is not, or Congress is not part of the federal government. I don't know what the hell he's eating, or, you know, I just can't believe the mindless sheep.
It's radioactive. He's eating the radioactive oatmeal, and it's gathering in his brain. I'm sorry.
All right, Michael, thank you, sir, very much.
All right, we'll talk to you later on about Friday, okay? Have a good one. Yeah, most people don't understand, most people don't know this. It's obviously something the TV networks are not going to tell you, but it is a public law, 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520. The use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. In other words, it is the law that the Department of Defense can test a biological weapon on you, doesn't even have to tell you, doesn't have to get your permission, and, you know, as long as Congress has some oversight capability. There was one really nasty experiment that went wrong in San Francisco. And what happened is they basically sprayed a cloud of this bacteria over ships along the San Francisco shoreline to measure how long it would take the infectious agent to penetrate to the innermost cabins on the ship. They thought what they were spraying was a harmless bacteria. Ooh, gee, shuckies, we're sorry about that, and some people died. We have had a long and horrible experience with that kind of thing here in Hawaii. A lot of people don't know this. Agent Orange of Vietnam infamy was actually developed here at the University of Hawaii over at Manoa. Some students actually died working on the research for this stuff, and there are still portions of the Big Island, down where they just had all those earthquakes, that are still fenced off, and you cannot go in there. They're completely deforested. They're absolutely dead zones, and they're so toxic. Even today, all these years later, they cannot allow people to go in there. Or you'll fall over dead. That's how nasty the stuff is. And they love to test things here in Hawaii because we're this island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And if they make a bad mistake and something crawls out of the Army base and starts eating tourists, well, they figure they'll just cordon off the islands and that's kind of the end of it. And it keeps it from getting back to the mainland. In this era of jet travel, I don't know how practical that is, but we have a whole bunch of experimental farms with genetically modified crops up on the north shore of this island. All kinds of stuff being tested on the Big Island. They were testing all kinds of bombs and stuff on Kahoolawe, but they stopped doing that because they've given that to the Native Americans to sort of apologize. We took away your whole kingdom, so we're going to give you this one island that's full of unexploded bombs, and you know, just put your hands over your ears and stomp around, and you'll find a lot of them eventually. All right, I want to get back to this thing about North Korea. Now, I want to recap on this story from yesterday, where we were getting all the headline about North Korea shells South Korea. It's a provocation. It's the start of war. And the story almost immediately broke that South Korea had actually fired first. South Korea and the United States are having this huge military exercise called Let's Pretend We're Going to Invade North Korea. And they've got 70,000 South Korean troops. And America advisors, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. If you're from the Vietnam era, you understand what advisor really means. So they got all these people, and they've got all these ships and everything going on. And when they announced they were going to conduct these exercises right up on the border between North and South Korea, North Korea said, do not cross into our territory. Do not fire live fire exercises into our territory. So what's the first thing South Korea does? They start firing shells into North Korean waters. And the U.S. spin is, well, it's just water. We're just blowing up some jellyfish. Who cares about that? But it's the idea of provocation. If it's a training exercise, you can turn the guns this way and shoot the shells into your own water. If you are firing shells into the North Korean waters, disputed or otherwise, it is an intent to provoke. And the example I like to use is, let us say that Mexico has a military drill called Let's Invade California, because a lot of people in Mexico think it still belongs to them anyway. And they're massed along the border with California, and they start firing shells into the waters off of San Diego. Do you think the U.S. military might react to that? Especially if the U.S. had told Mexico, do not shoot shells our direction. Same thing in the Mediterranean. If Lebanon announced they were going to conduct military exercises and Israel says, please don't fire shells into the waters off of our beaches, and Lebanon turns around and starts firing shells into the waters off of Israel's beaches, how do you think Israel's going to react? This is exactly the same thing. This was a provocation, and North Korea responded. Well, okay, that brings you up to date. What's going on here is now today, as they're trying to fan this up, they're trying to pull away from who shot first. They're at least admitting there is confusion over who fired first, but golly, those North Koreans are commies, so we know they're the bad guys anyway by default. And the Obama administration is now trying to drag China into the debate, saying to China, you must force North Korea to not shoot at us anymore when we're invading their territory, which sounds suspiciously like the United States demands to Hamas that they should stop Palestinians from fighting back when Israel starts bombing Gaza. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's the U.S. position. But South Korea provoked this whole situation. Now, the agenda appears to be twofold. First and foremost, take the attention off the fact that South Korea, with U.S. advisors, provoked this exchange. But more importantly, I have noticed this constant China bashing building ever since the G20, when China refused to do what the U.S. ordered it to do, refused to revalue their currency to help the American economy at the expense of the Chinese people. And China said, we're not going to harm our own people to deal with an economic disaster in your country that you created yourselves. The U.S. government gave away the manufacturing. The U.S. government gave the Federal Reserve carte blanche to loot the homes. The U.S. government turned a blind eye to Bernie Madoff and to the mortgage-backed securities, which are coming back to haunt countrywide in the Bank of America right now. The U.S. government created this mess. And China and the rest of the G20 stood there and said, look, we don't have to take the medicine for your self-inflicted illness. And ever since then, we're seeing all this China bashing. And I meant to bring it up and hold it up in front of the Justin TV camera, but it's down in the living room right now. I noticed that the December issue of Popular Science, notorious for bashing the 9/11 truth movement every chance they get, but I noticed that the cover story on the December issue of Popular Science is the threat by China to American aircraft carriers. And oh, those dastardly Chinese, they're playing with laser beams and sound weapons and temporal displacement aurora harpish things that threaten our aircraft carriers. Now, these things take a while to set up, so I don't see this as a coincidence that Popular Science is leading the harangue to bash those bad old Chinese. You know, right here, at the same time, China and Russia are dropping the dollar, and we're getting this kerfuffle over North Korea. I don't see any of it as a coincidence. This is a coordinated campaign. Now, at the same time that North Korea was telling South Korea, please don't shoot in our direction, China told the United States government, please do not deploy an aircraft carrier into the Yellow Sea. We view that as a provocation. So what did the United States just do? They're deploying the USS George Washington together with picket ships, a couple of Ticonderogas, a couple of Arleigh Burkes, into the Yellow Sea. They're basically doing a poke in the eye on China and saying, we dare you to do something about it. They're trying to start a war, because as soon as they start a war with China, doesn't matter how many millions of young Americans have to die horrible deaths for it, they get to write off the debt. That's what this is all about. The U.S. government's solution to fix the economy that they themselves cratered is to go out and murder everybody this country owes money to. That's their solution. That's what they're trying to do here. Now, earlier I mentioned the very snarky and defensive attitude that we are getting from the media. This story that I'm talking about how the U.S. is putting pressure on China to sort of control North Korea, please don't let them shoot back at us when we're shooting into their territory. And it came from Bloomberg.com, and it was written by a reporter, Nicole, and I'm going to botch the pronunciation, Gawet, I believe is how it's pronounced, or Gawet. Nicole Gawet. And I wrote this Nicole Gawet an email saying, this is what Obama is doing. He's trying to provoke a war with China, you know, to distract from the fact that South Korea fired first. And I got back this snarky letter. There is no indication South Korea started first. Where did you hear such a thing? And I'm sure she was probably hoping I read it on a blog someplace. And I wrote back to her and I said, I read it on Associated Press. Don't you do your homework before you write these things for Bloomberg? And then I listed all the times when wars have been started with fraud, from the Gliwice incident to the Gulf of Tonkin to the USS Maine. And I said, please check what's going on because millions of American lives are on the line here. And I'm more than a little nervous because we know from back during the Clinton administration when the Loral Corporation was giving China the secrets to the W-80 warhead and accurate staging of their missiles. We know that the only parts of the United States China can actually hit with their nuclear missiles are Alaska, Duck Sarah Palin, and here in Hawaii. The rest of the U.S. mainland is safe. And remember, you know, look out this window at the USS Arizona. The U.S. government will not hesitate to sacrifice Hawaii and Hawaiians to get a new world war going, because that's what Franklin Roosevelt did. So this appears to be the situation. Our government has played every other card. They've played the terrorism card. They've played all this other stuff. They are desperate not to lose control of Americans because they're working as hard as they can to make us all slaves to the Federal Reserve. And we're standing up and we're fighting back and we're saying enough is enough. If we are free, if we are so free the terrorists are going to hate us, we have the freedom to say no. And if the terrorists do hate us for our freedoms, then considering what TSA is doing to us at the airports, the terrorists have to love us now. Because we've lost all of our freedoms. But the bottom line here is our government has a history of getting out of their economic disasters by getting into wars. And it's obvious at this point, they're pushing as hard as they can to get that second front going in North Korea. And remember, the technical definition of a world war in American military doctrine is a two-front war. That has always been the policy of the United States Defense Department to tax you in poverty in order to be prepared to fight a major war on two fronts. We've got a front in the Middle East, all across the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, going into Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, all of those places. That's the first front. They've been trying to get into a second front war for a couple of years now. Remember 6 months ago, the sinking of the South Korean ship in the middle of a training exercise, they insisted that the North Koreans snuck in with an invisible silent submarine and fired a torpedo at a South Korean ship for no particular reason whatsoever. And then when they hauled up a torpedo and said, see, this is the North Korean torpedo, and they held up the blueprint of the North Korean torpedo, they didn't match. And so that story just kind of went away, and they were all hoping we would forget about that last war-starting hoax. Except we didn't. And so this is another one, and they're trying to get a war going with North Korea because that will make this officially a new world war. And we'll see our government stand up and say, look, you have to forget all about the mortgage-backed securities, and you got to forget, do we need TSA because now we're in a world war, and the enemy is coming to get us. Not that I could blame the enemy for coming to get us. We're acting like total jerks to the rest of the world, second only to Israel. All righty. But basically, the situation is China came out and said, do not deploy a carrier into the Yellow Sea. We will view it as a provocation. The Yellow Sea is Chinese waters. And so what does the U.S. do? They send in a carrier. Send in a carrier with four guided missile destroyers. The U.S. is trying to provoke yet another war. And you and your children will be forced to pay for it. Now, meanwhile, I got one more thing before the end of the break. Sarah Palin was being interviewed on a radio show. And I'm just going to play you the sound clip here.
Obviously, got to stand with our North Korean allies. We're bound to by treaty.
Yeah, Sarah Palin, we have to stand with our North Korean allies. This lady doesn't even know which, you know, Sarah Palin's out there saying, well, one of those guys, one of those things. You betcha, and I have to get back to you on that thing. This is the best they can do for 2012. I think the only reason they're promoting Sarah Palin for 2012 is to guarantee that Obama will get his second term in office. Because Sarah Palin is the only politician on planet Earth that Obama stands a reasonable chance of defeating, because Sarah Palin is a ditz. And she's doing this book tour and the Dancing with the Stars stuff, and this reality show about life in Alaska, and it's all about pumping her as a name. They're going to make her the candidate to run against Obama in 2012 to guarantee he gets his second term in office. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the media is starting to say, well, yeah, there's delays at the airport. You know, there's delays. It's minor. It's trivial. You know, they're trying to make a big headline out of a 15-minute delay. I mean, I haven't been through an airport in the last 5 years, didn't have a 40-minute delay. All righty. Let's see. Moving right along here, we made fun of Sarah Palin for being the incredible ditz that she is. Now, over in Europe, things are really beginning to heat up. Portugal is now on a 24-hour national strike over their austerity cuts. Remember, the Eurozone has fallen into the same trap as the United States of America. They allowed a private central bank to issue their currency at interest, and now they're all hideously buried in this manufactured, artificially created debt. And so the IMF comes in and says, we will give you more money to get out of the debt that we helped create. And in exchange, you will tax your people and you will cut services. That is inevitably the message coming from the IMF. You must make do with less so that we can have more. Starve the people to fatten the bankers. Starve the people to fatten the bankers. Starve the people to fatten the bankers. And the Portuguese are saying, no. And they're having this 24-hour strike. Mostly it's peaceful over in Great Britain. In fact, they were even covering that on the corporate media, that the protests, you know, mass protests in Great Britain are starting to edge into violence, maybe, could be agent provocateurs, but obviously turmoil there. And now we're hearing that the Irish people are now officially being, what's a word I can use on the radio? Abused. They're being TSA'd by their own people. That's the new phrase we're going to use. The Irish people are being TSA'd by their own government because as part of this new IMF bailout to deal with all of this manufactured, created out of thin air interest debt on the manufactured, created out of thin air money, is Ireland is now saying, yes, we agree to just tax our people further in poverty, and at the same time, we're going to cut all the social services because we have to give the money to the bankers. We are allowing the entire Eurozone and all of our people to be turned into tax slaves for the rest of their lives so that the bankers can all compete with each other over who can build the biggest mansion. And so I'm expecting the Irish people are going to start rioting right now, as well they should. And, you know, I'm glad to finally see people standing up to the TSA in this country. But, you know, I have to wonder, you know, I'm beginning to really think there's something in the water in this country that we have not seen the kind of anger against the government that we're seeing all over the rest of the world. And the rest of the world are looking at the United States and saying, what is wrong with those people? They just sit there and they take the abuse and they take the abuse. And every time the government, you know, whacks them on the butt, you know, with a paddle with nails in it, they go, thank you, sir, may I have another? That's not an ideal. That is not an ideal. We evolved to feel rage and anger for a reason. It is a survival mechanism. And if you do not allow the rage and anger to come out, you will not survive. My goodness here. Now, just to let you know what's going on. The U.S. government knows that you are being pushed to the breaking point because the Pentagon and the military are actively wargaming what is going to happen with a large-scale economic breakdown and civil unrest. They are getting ready to put you slaves back into your pens. You need to be getting ready on how you're going to say, no, you will not do that. Unfortunately, I would love to see a peaceful transition like they saw in the USSR. If it does go violent, and it might, I hope it's as over as quickly as Romania. And I want the franchise for the pay TV rights for the following execution. We'll be right back.